And behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward, it's with me, to give every man according to his work shall be. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were since the beginning of the creation. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and they knew not, until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. But that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. For all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, I'm going to send a famine in the land. Oh, it's not going to be a famine of bread or a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. For the day of the Lord, it's at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that's called God or that's worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and I will gather thee from the west. Surely the Lord God doeth nothing, but he revealeth his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying, for we have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well to take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, and the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy came not in old times by the will of men, but holy men of God, they spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Daniel wrote the dream, and he told the sum of the matter. Daniel spake and said, I saw in the night vision, and the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea. And behold, there came up out of the sea four beasts, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, it had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth like a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second, like to a bear. It raised up itself on one side. It had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it, And thus was said unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this, I beheld, and lo, another like to a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl, and the beast had also four heads, and dominion it was given unto it. After this, I saw in the night vision, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly. It had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces, and it stamped the residue with the feet of it. It was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. Well, I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom three of the first horns were plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. Well, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garments were as white as snow, and the hairs of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like fiery flames, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream it issued, and it came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld, then, because of the words of the voice of the great words that the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. Well, as concerning the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. Well, I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And good news. There was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. And his dominion was an everlasting dominion that shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Oh, I, Daniel, I was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body. The visions of my head, they troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by, and I asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, and he made me know the interpretation of the thing. These great beasts, which are four kings that shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High, they shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and nails of brass, which devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other that came up, before whom three fell, and even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. Well, I beheld in the same horn, it made war with the saints, and it prevailed against them until the Ancient of Days did sit, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth. It shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth and break it in pieces and tread it down. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise. and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. They shall be given into his hand for a time, times, and the dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it to the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heavens shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. And all dominions shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitations much troubled me, and my countenance changed within me, but I kept the matter in my heart. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, then there shall be great tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. For except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And out of one of them came forth a little horn, and it waxed great even to the host of heaven. And it cast down some of the host and of the stars to the ground, and it stamped on them. Yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host, by whom the daily sacrifice was taken away and the place of his sanctuary cast down. And a host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression. And it cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. Well, I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that certain saint which spake, how long shall be the vision? How long shall be? Pardon? Yeah, how long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation? To give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot. And he said unto me, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up the vision and the prophecy, and to anoint the Most Holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to build and restore Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks, 62 weeks, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast, which I saw, was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And there... I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death. and the deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, oh, who's like unto the beast? Who can make war with him? And there was given him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations. And all them that dwell on the earth, they worship the beast, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He that hath ears, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. And he that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Well, I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and it had two horns like a lamb, and it spake as a dragon, and it exerciseth all the power of the first beast before it. And it causeth the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And it doeth great wonders, so that it maketh fire come down from heaven upon earth in the sight of man. And it deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles that it had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their forehead, so that no man might buy or sell save he who had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now, here is wisdom. Listen. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And that number is 666. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to them that dwell on the earth, to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God, give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him that made heaven and earth. Yeah, he made it. The sea and the fountains of waters. And another angel followed, saying, Babylon, it's fallen. It has fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And they shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment it ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. But listen to this. Here is the patience of the what? Saints. Here are they that do what? Keep the commandments of God, and they have the faith of Jesus. Oh, and God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God that brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heavens above, in the earth beneath, or in the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, I'm a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, but showing mercy unto thousands that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, because he will not hold you guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. Get this part. For in 6 days he made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is. And he rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day. And don't miss this part. He hallowed it. Students, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, or his manservant, or his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. For to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, well, it's because there is no light in them. Therefore, brethren, stand fast, stand fast, stand fast, and keep the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Oh, when the Son of Man shall come in all of his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he shall sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that's filthy, let him be filthy still. But he that's righteous, well, then let him be righteous still. And he that's holy, let him be holy still. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. But don't miss this. The Lord God, he is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but he is long-suffering to usward. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Oh, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, say it, I will come again, and I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. For God so loved the world. Yeah, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He is despised today and rejected of men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised. We esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Oh, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Oh, he was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, and for the transgression of my people was he stricken. But listen to this. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, yes, he endured the cross. Yes, he despised the shame, but he is now even set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Oh, he that spared not his own son, but he delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Why, it's God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? Why, it's Christ that died, yea, rather is risen again, who's at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Well, let's see. Maybe tribulation or distress or persecution. Oh, I know famine, nakedness, peril, or sword. Oh, I know, it's written, we're killed all the day long, and we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. No, no. In all of these very things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. For whosoever, whosoever, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen.